Sheikh, if I can start with Brother Muhammad's question from Nigeria. He says, my wife is expecting a child soon, alhamdulillah, and we have some questions about a Muslim name. He wants to know, is it permissible to call a child by two names? One name he wants to call is Abdullahi, and the other is Najib. So he says, can I put both these names together? He says, in my country, this is something which is not done. It's not part of the culture. But are we allowed to do this, he's asking.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Names are generally permissible as long as they do not refer to something that is prohibited for a Muslim to be called after. So for example, it's prohibited to be called after devils or after gods that are worshipped other than Allah Azza wa Jal. It is also forbidden for someone to say the abd something, or the slave of some, the servant of someone who is not Allah the Almighty. Generally speaking, there are also names that are not preferred. They are makruh, such as having it related to religion or related to Allah the Almighty without saying the servant of. For example, Taqiyuddin, Shaykhul Islam, and so on. These names, scholars do not recommend them, and they say they are makruh and not advised to call them, such as Salahuddin, for example, the well-known leader and fighter of Islam. Having said that, generally speaking, names, as long as they do not have any a negative meaning to them, they are permissible. So if one wants to call his son Abdullah, mm-hmm. this is among the very best names that can be given to a child. Mm-hmm. Where the Prophet ﷺ said in an authentic hadith, the most beloved names to Allah are Abdullah and Abdurrahman. But the sister mentioned, and I don't know if that was the spelling or it's just the pronunciation, your pronunciation. Mm-hmm. You said Abdullahi. Mm-hmm. Now, this, as it is, if it's in a context that allows you to say this, it's permissible. But if it's just a name, you cannot say this, because Lahi means a man who's playing. So Allah is the name. You can pronounce it in different ways depending on the context and what comes afterwards. So if you're going to pose, you have to say Abdullah. Mm-hmm. And that is it. Mm-hmm. But if you want to connect it with a word afterwards, you say, I saw Abdullahi and his friend. So I'm connecting it with and his friend. Then this is okay to say Abdullahi. But to say it as it is, no. You have to pause and just say Abdullah. Otherwise, it has a different meaning to it. And the sister is asking about Najib. Mm-hmm. Najib means smart. So if she wants to combine the two names by having it Najib Abdullah, then I believe there's nothing wrong in that, but it has no value. In so many countries, I've seen them join the name of the Prophet ﷺ with other names, like Muhammad Farid, Muhammad Nabih, Muhammad Adil. And Muhammad is a name by itself, and Adil is a name by itself, but they combine the two names. And when you ask them, why do you do this? Because this man, if you call him Muhammad, he would not answer you. He'll tell you, no, my name is Muhammad Adil or Adil. Mm-hmm. Okay, then why do you put Muhammad at the very beginning? They would say that this is for blessing. And this is completely unacceptable. You do not seek the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal through the name of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam or any other name. The best names, as mentioned in the hadith, are, or the most beloved names to Allah the Almighty, are Abdullah and Abdurrahman.